Welcome into the Locked On Stars podcast. I'm your host, Kenneth Nash, joining you here on this Wednesday. We have the NHL draft lottery tonight as we record. Waited to record this a little bit later because I'm going to give you my immediate reaction on the NHL draft lottery. Got it up right in front of me, getting ready to get started. It's just before 6, so may hear this one a little bit later in the day, but I wanted to try something different. May not come off like I'm looking forward to, but I thought it'd be cool. Just to get immediate draft reaction and get a chance to talk about that. And it'll obviously probably be something we talk about. The draft will be something we talk about over this offseason leading up to the actual draft. So still plenty to talk about there regardless. But I wanted to try this out and just kind of see what it looked like. See what an immediate reaction looked like as you hear my phone go off in the background. I never have my phone on Audible. I mean, literally never. Like, it's a problem that I never turn on Audible. And, of course, I forgot to turn it back to silent there. So we're going to react straight to the draft. We'll go through the odds before it gets going and then give you straight reactions. So going through the odds, we'll start with the Stars, obviously. They have 2.9% chance of landing a top two pick, 1.4% chance of landing the first overall pick. The likelihood is they're going to pick in that 14 range, that 15 range. Although they had the 15th best odds, pardon me, but Arizona has forfeited their pick. The Stars will have the 14th overall pick most likely after all is said and done. But it is interesting that, they technically do have some lottery odds here. It would take a miracle, but, they technically do have a small percentage chance of ending up in one of the top two spots of the NHL draft. The New York Rangers, are the only team in the lottery with worse odds, 2.1% chance to land in the top two and a 1% chance to land that number one overall pick. The best odds, no surprise, the Buffalo Sabres, 31.6% chance to get a top two pick and a 16.6% chance to land that first overall. They're followed by Anaheim, and then the Seattle Kraken had the third best odds, tied with New Jersey for the third best odds. New Jersey, 20.5% chance to end in the top two, to end up in the top two, 10.3% chance to land that first overall pick. That's Seattle and New Jersey. And then it goes Columbus, Detroit, San Jose has the seventh best odds, Los Angeles, eighth, Vancouver, ninth, Ottawa, 10th. Of course, Arizona, 11th, but they forfeited their pick. Chicago, 12th, Calgary, 13th, and then Philadelphia with the 14th best odds. Yeah, so the Stars' likelihood that here in the next few minutes we're going to see the Stars land a top selection is slim to none. If you ever messed around with a tankathon on tankathon.com, they do NBA and NHL and MLB and NFL too, I believe. But the NHL and MLB NBA are the good ones, the fun ones, because there are, it's lottery odds. It's not just reverse order of finishes. There's odds involved. So but you can go in and do a simulated lottery. I've done it a few times. A couple different times I've done it, a bunch, and I have never landed Dallas in the top two, which doesn't matter. Maybe it's just setting up. I've never landed Dallas in the top two. Maybe that's because Dallas is going to land in the top two tonight. Who knows? That would be absolutely unbelievable. They've also got a little mock draft on there as well with the current lottery odds. As it stands right now on Tankathon, they've got the Stars taking Matthew Coronado, a left winger from Chicago, about to turn 19, a Harvard commit. That's who they got the Stars taking at 15th overall. Technically they're picking 14th in that, if that's got Arizona as the 11th pick, but they don't actually pick anybody. We'll get in the mock drafts and everything like that later down the road as we get closer and start to see stuff pull up. But as it stands, the kind of the big board and who people are kind of fighting for, Owen Power, Michigan defenseman, big kid, 6'5", 214 pounds, not quite 19 at Michigan. He's a big get. He's the number one on Tankathon's big board. Matthew Beniers, also from Michigan, up there as well. Luke Hughes, also he's a Michigan commit in that top five, another American kid. Then you've got a myriad of other players that are going to be considered: Brant Clark, William Eklund, Dylan Gunther, Simon Edvinson, just to name a few. So I know that there's some watch parties for Locked On going on with this draft party. I wanted to try to go this route. I didn't want to do I didn't want to do a live locker room. I wanted to try to just give you the immediate reaction here for the Stars. So it looks like they're getting kind of close to starting the draft. or rather the draft lottery. Buffalo cannot end up with a pick lower than third, so they will be in the top three. This is just competing for those top two spots. It would be, you know, before we see the odds, and you know, of course, you know, you're going to know the outcome of this when you hear this episode, but to see Dallas land one of those top spots would be, I mean, that's when you're talking about a team that's not that far off and you know, has a good young core, being able to then steal an early spot in a draft off of what was a, you know, kind of an abnormality down year will be really, really impressive. So we'll have to see how that plays out. They're getting ready for it right now. We'll go ahead and tell you what we got come later on this week before this all wraps up. Later this week, we'll have more of these player player breakdowns. We're also going to have another mailbag on Friday, so if you got questions, send them our way. We'll have a clip from our locker room from Sunday as well. We've been doing locker room more consistent. We're trying to get more consistent with it. Sundays is the goal. I will be on next Sunday. We may have to rearrange it in a couple of weeks. I get married on the week of the 14th or the 13th, I guess it is. So that Sunday I will be preoccupied. So we'll rearrange, but we're trying to do one a week. So be sure to tune in for that and join us for that. And if you got any questions or any comments, you're probably going to get to hear them on the actual weekly show. So the draft lottery is kind of, you know, taking the headlines here today. As we continue to get set for it, we'll kind of talk about just some other Dallas Stars storylines and what we've seen. Jason Robertson and Team USA have advanced to the quarterfinals to play Slovakia in the World Championship. So good stuff to see right there. Robertson had another assist, so he finished the preliminary round play with 7 points, 3 goals, 4 assists in 7 games. I am so excited to see what he looks like next year. We haven't done our season review on him. We'll probably do that maybe next week. Oh, just a heads up, I'm gonna pre-record quite a few episodes here over the next week or so, because that week of basically the 14th through the 23rd, I'll be out of town. So you're going to get a lot of pre-recorded. If something absolutely just incredible happens, then I'll carve out some time to talk to y'all. But anyways, so we'll do Robertson's in that time frame. But he's been unbelievable for at the World Championships, and he's an incredibly, incredibly talented player. And I think, you know, not that I think anybody really thought this was a fluke, and this past season was a fluke. I mean, I think the full season sustained showed his ability, and the fact that he wasn't just a poacher and he wasn't just profiting off of talent around him, but he was, you know, he was a catalyst. And there were numbers that indicated that the Stars, you know, Stars players were better when he was on the ice. It wasn't always that, you know, the other way around. It wasn't like he was benefiting from playing with XYZ player. You know, they were benefiting from playing with Robertson. You know, I think that kind of solidified that it wasn't a fluke. But I think what the World Championships so far have come in and doubled down on is this idea that not only was it not a fluke, but that this, you don't have to be, I mean, there may be a sophomore slump, so to speak, or a drop off that happens from time to time, but I don't think you have to have concern that, you know, he's going to fade in the spotlight, right? Because there's eyes on him, right? I mean, if you look at any of like the national coverage of Team USA, right? He's one of the names that's now in the spotlight because of the season he had, and so it's really, really, I think this is really, really encouraging, at least in my opinion, that he's got 7 points in 7 games with Team USA after the season he had. Just continue to double down and show that he is here for the long haul. So let's step aside real quick. When we come back, we should have the draft lottery there making their way in with the whatever they call them. I don't know what they call them, but they're getting ready to start. So we'll be back and have the live reaction from that in just a second. Before we do, this episode is brought to you by Locker Room. It's the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app's free to download. Once you're in, you can talk with me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. I'll be hosting rooms for Locked On Dallas Stars once a week, so you can finally join in on the conversation you listen to here every single day. Locker Room is a perfect place to start or join conversations about the league. You can have a chance to chat with me, might even have a chance to be featured on the Locked On Stars podcast through our Locker Room conversations. Be sure to join me this week. I'll be hosting a room on Sunday, 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. Central Time. Make sure to tune in. Go download the free Locker Room app now. Currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, join the NHL group for the latest league updates. Follow me at Kenneth_Nash19 to be notified when my room goes live. I know you won't want to miss it. Planning to be live on Sunday, 4 p.m. Central Time. Can't wait to hear everyone's thoughts on the Dallas Stars. See you there. Locker Room, changing the way that we talk sports. Also want to talk to you about the best tasting protein bar ever. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. They're covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft. They're easy to chew. They taste like a candy bar, but these bars are good for you. They're high in protein, low calorie, low sugar. These bars are really unbelievable. They got 9 great flavors that they have all the time, and they've got the occasional limited time flavors they cycle in and out as well. All these flavors are delicious. If you haven't tried all the flavors, go get a mix box where you can get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. Try it out for yourself. Most of the flavors have 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, only 4 grams of sugar, and only 4 grams of net carbs. A couple of the other flavors have 18 grams of protein, just 180 calories, 5 grams of sugar, and 5 grams of net carbs. 9 amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Go try it right now. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your first order. Promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Back here at the Locked On Stars podcast and the draft lottery. What timing? The draft lottery just kicked off, and with the 15th pick will be the New York Rangers, so the odds don't change right there. New York had the 15th best odds when you eliminate the Arizona Coyotes, so New York stays in that 15 spot. And here comes 14. Is it the Dallas Stars? Waiting and seeing. It is the Dallas Stars. So the Stars will stay at 14. Jim Nill, they cut to Jim Nill and kind of a little bit of a frown right there, and you know, kind of a shrug. Not that he was expecting a miracle, but it's always fun. So the Stars will have the 14th pick in the NHL draft this season. Still a good pick. You know, still definitely a chance to get a franchise impacting player with that 14th spot. Like I talked about the tankathon where you can do the draft simulation. Had the Stars taking Matthew Coronado. I've seen a lot of talented players right there kind of in that grouping and in that kind of area for you know, that 10 to 15 or 10 to 20 range, and really beyond, really past like 10 to 12 is where you know really you start to get some, you can start to see a lot of surprises pop up, right? Because I think you start to look at it and you can go, you know, when you get to that range, you know, the Stars may value one player, you know, the margins are smaller, and so the Stars may value one player's skill set above another, even though you know, a lot of people view the other players quote unquote better. The margins are so much smaller that the Stars may like an asset, or they may like the physical traits or whatever it may be of that player better than the one in front of them. So they're continuing to go through this. It's going chalk so far. Philadelphia's got the 13th pick. Calgary 12. 11 goes to Chicago. They're on to 10. That's chalk so far, like I said. If it continues to be Ottawa with the 10th pick, it is Ottawa with the 10th pick. So no big major surprises coming so far. But you know, back to that 14th spot for the Stars. I think that there's definitely going to be a player in there that the Stars can get that's going to benefit this team down the road. You look at what they were able to do with the first round last year. Get a guy like Maverick Bourque, who all indications are that he's a high floor with a solid upside player, a skilled player that can do a lot of different things and you know, be creative and really could be an anchor on a top six line, you know, in future years. And I think that the Stars could look for that. I don't think that you have to draft for position at this point, although I don't see the Stars, you know, going goaltender. And it's, you know, goaltender's always inconsistent at the top of the draft. But the first one that they have going off the board here on this mock draft is Jesper Wallstedt, Swedish goaltender, going 13, or I guess 12 to Calgary. Then Sebastian Kosa going 16. They've got those are the first two goaltenders off the board. I think those are the only two first round goaltenders. So, you know, that's inconsistent. But as far as defensemen, you know, there's some talk that, especially like last year, do the Stars go defensemen because their defense group is so, you know, so loaded and so young? Do they go defensemen? And when you're talking about these players, unless you're talking about the top of the draft, where those players could be with the Stars within a couple of years, you go best player available, right? That's how you approach it. You go for the best possible player, regardless of position. That's the smart way to draft. And you know, at the top end, you know, like I said, even at the top end, you still are drafting best player available because if there's a defenseman that's the number one or number two overall prospect, like this year with Owen Power, you're taking him regardless if you need a defenseman or not. I mean, maybe if it's a complete tie and you're completely, you know, even on the two players at the top of your board and you know, one's a forward and one's a defenseman, yeah, maybe you consider that. But I mean, it's you draft the best player available. We know how the NHL works. So far, still scratch, still got it up in front of me. Still scratch. Columbus at 5, Detroit 6, San Jose 7. They've got New Jersey at 4. So the top three is going to be Seattle, Detroit, Buffalo. It's just going to be what order do they come in. Man, Buffalo. It feels like a waste of a first pick to give a first round pick to Buffalo. Golly, that franchise is so struggling right now. So, we're just a moment away here from the second and third overall picks, and they cut to commercials. So that sounds like a good time for us to step aside real quick. So we'll come back. We'll finish talking about the draft lottery. Look at where the Stars have kind of are picking next year compared to where they've picked in recent years, and you know what kind of players have gone around that 14th spot. In recent seasons. We'll talk about that right around the corner here at the Locked On Stars podcast. Before we do, BetOnline's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season's in full swing, and you can track the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC, MMA action. For the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest info. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website, use your mobile device today to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Also want to talk to you about Wealthfront. There's decades of data that show that investors that trade individual stocks underperform the market every year. In fact, only 1% of day traders beat the market. The odds aren't in your favor if you're doing it alone. Team up with Wealthfront instead. They can create a portfolio of globally diversified, low-cost index funds personalized just for you in minutes. There's no manual trades, no picking stocks, no watching the stock market every day. They automatically handle all the investing based on the preferences that you control. Wealthfront's trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL. To get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL. That's wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL to start growing your savings. That's wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL. Get started today. Wrapping up our immediate reaction to the NHL draft lottery, and there was one team that moved up, and it was the Seattle Kraken, who will pick up the second overall pick. They had the third best odds. They will move up to second. The Anaheim Ducks drop to third, and the Buffalo Sabres, with the best odds, do have the first overall pick in this year's draft. The Stars will pick 14th, and let's take a look at some of the 14th picks here in the past, and we'll start with two Dallas Stars. In 2011, the Dallas Stars had the 14th overall pick and selected none other than Jamie Oleksiak from Northeastern. That was 2011. And then in 2014, they had the 14th overall pick and selected Julius Hanka. So the Stars have a little bit of a history with number 14 overall. One a decent hit, you know, maybe not a, you know, a superstar, but a decent hit in Oleksiak, and one frankly a pretty big bust in Julius Hanka. But there are some impressive former number 14 overall picks in recent seasons. Go through a few of those. Going back to 2015, Jake DeBrusk in 2015 with the Boston Bruins was the 14th overall pick. Not a bad spot there. Had a 43-point season in his rookie year. Charlie McAvoy for the Boston Bruins in 2016 was taken 14th overall. Not a bad selection there. Cal Foote for the Lightning in 2017. Obviously, he's not made his NHL debut, but he was the 14th overall pick there. Joel Farabee for the Flyers was 14th overall in 2018. His rookie season last year, 2019-20, had 21 points in his rookie year. And then Cam York was the 2019 14th overall pick for the Flyers. Played for the University of Michigan last year. Had 16 points across 30 games. The defenseman. Talked about Honka. Alexander Winberg for the Columbus Blue Jackets was the selection in 2013. Some other notable ones, Jaden Schwartz for the Blues back in 2010. Kevin Shattenkirk in 2007 for the Colorado Avalanche. Michael Grabner, 2006. Devin Dubnyk in 2004. Brent Seabrook in 2003. So there's clearly some ability. Sergei Gonchar was in 1992, 14th overall pick. Trying to keep going through and see if there's any other names that jump off the page real quick. Not really, but since 1980, that list, there's some solid names, right? And I think if you look through that list and the Stars ended up with some of the a player near the caliber of the guys that we just talked about, I think they're comfortable with that 14th overall pick. Obviously, if they landed somebody in the Jamie Oleksiak region, I think that they're not too upset. However, like we said, they also popped a Julius Honka at 14th overall, which was not a massive win for the Dallas Stars at that 14th overall spot. Obviously, in terms of where the Stars have picked in recent years, last year, obviously, they had the 30th overall pick Maverick Bork, who all signs point to that may have been a little bit of a steal at 30 overall. We'll see how he does, but he's been very, very good for the Shawinigan Cataracts, and he made it all the way to – he played with Texas a little bit this year. Thomas Harley back in 2019 was pick 18, so you know that there's some caliber players, top caliber players that will be around there. Tyde Landry was 13th overall back in 2018, so a pick before where the Stars are picking this year. Of course, they had Haskin in 2017 at third overall, but then they got Ottinger at 26 overall. Jason Robertson also in that draft. What an absurdly good draft that looks like it's going to be. Dennis Gurianov with the 12th overall pick. Julius Honka, of course, 14. Valanciunas, 10. Radek Foxa was the 13th overall pick. Oleksiak, Jack Campbell. So those are all guys that are, in that 10 to 15 range for the most part, and even beyond that. So, it shows you that there's some ability there, and there's going to be some talent there for the Stars to pick up on. And try to add to their organization. I mean, I think if you hit on a guy, of Thomas Harley level player who, going into the season, among many, was considered the best prospect the Stars had outside of, if you wanted to consider Miro Haskin because he's such a young player. But in terms of prospects, the best prospect the Stars had with elite, elite ceiling offensively as a defenseman. He was picked after pick 14. Tyde Landry went one pick earlier. We know that he's going to be a solid NHL. Radek Foxa was in that range as well. So there's going to be some ability there, certainly, for the Stars. And I'd like to think, looking at how the Stars have drafted in recent years, that you've got some confidence, even at 14, that they're going to get a solid player. I mean, you look at last year. Obviously, we haven't seen Maverick Bork. But like I said, all signs indicate that may have been a bit of a steal at 30. Thomas Harley at 18 was a great pick. Delandry at 13 looks like he's a solid addition. And there's some other good players in there as well that have played at the AHL level and are maybe working their way up to the NHL level. Miro Haskinen in 2017 was an outlier how absurdly good it was with Haskinen, Ottinger, and Robertson as their first three picks. But Riley Tufte, Rhett Gardner, Colton Point, Nick Camano all came from the same draft in 2016. Dennis Gurianov, Roope Hintz all came from the same draft in 2015. Really over the past 4 or 5 years, the Stars have drafted pretty well. Have hit it at a pretty nice rate in terms of NHLers or guys that project to be, impactful NHLers over the next few years. So I've got some confidence at 14 they're going to find a player that's going to be a good addition to this Dallas Stars organization. That's going to be all for this one. I hope you enjoyed this format. Like I said, trying something a little bit different because the lottery's coming on. I wanted to see if we could, time it and it would have some good flow. So if you liked it, make sure to let me know. We'll maybe do some more stuff like this with the draft and stuff like that. But that's going to do it for this episode. We'll probably have some more breakdown tomorrow of the draft lottery and maybe some more draft talk. And then we'll obviously have our player breakdown series as well. But that's going to do it for this one. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at LockedOnStars. You can follow my personal account as well at Kenneth_Nash19. And make sure to follow wherever you listen to your podcast so we show up in your feed every single day. Enjoy your Wednesday night. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, stay safe.